I think people need to know that it's important to invest in living a more organized life.
Mm-hmm.
People are always like, oh, that seems like a more luxurious service. Well, honey, you deserve luxurious. You deserve to have a stress-free lifestyle.
Yes.
You deserve to know where things go and belong.
Listening to Big Orange Business. I'm your host, Haley Jones, and on this podcast, we are highlighting all things in the Big Orange, aka East Tennessee and the Knoxville area, from awesome businesses to cool people doing super great things in the Big Orange. Enjoy. All right. Hello, everyone. It's Haley Jones here, and I'm here with Kelsey Miller with Closets by Kelsey.
Hello.
Literally amazing. Okay. So as we always start, so people can get to know you a little better, we're going to do some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Okay. Chocolate or vanilla?
Oh, vanilla.
Really?
Wow.
Actually, three or four people have said that now. Okay. Peyton or Dolly?
Dolly.
I agree with that. I mean, Peyton is cool and all, but Dolly, obviously. Are you a Vol fan?
Oh, yes.
Are you from here?
By default, yeah.
By default, okay. Yeah. Just from because you're here?
Yeah.
Or,
well, yeah, my husband's a huge Vols fan.
Okay.
So.
Basketball, football?
All the above.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, tell me, would you rather have a two-story house or a condo on the beach?
Oh, two-story house. I got to have room.
I love it. That's awesome. Okay, are you a plant person or a pet person?
Pet.
What kind of pets do you have?
I have a long-haired dachshund. Her name's Ruthie.
Oh, my gosh. How old is she?
She's 2.5. And then I have 3 cats.
Oh, wow.
I know,
so you're definitely like a pet person.
Yeah. I love pets.
Okay. If you were designing like your dream home, what are 3 things it would have to have?
Oh, a wood-burning fireplace.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love the smell of it. It just has that homey feel.
Yeah, so, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So definitely that. His and her sink. I need my own space.
Preach.
That's very
to that.
Important to me. And honey, I need that luxurious tub.
Okay.
Yeah, I love a bath.
I love
moment.
A good bathtub. Do you sidebar? Do you watch any of the Housewives stuff?
Yeah, some of them.
Okay. Do you watch Salt Lake City?
Of course.
And yeah. Meredith in her bath, and she's like, how did I not get the one room that doesn't have a bathtub? Anyways, that
Girl,
makes
that
me think
be
of
me
that.
On vacation, be like, you all know.
She was like, yeah, anyways, whatever. If you don't watch it, just, you know, just maybe you should.
Okay? You should.
You
I
should.
Mean, the rumors, the nastiness.
Oh, my gosh.
So
do
funny.
You, what, so of those, what else do you watch?
So I watch Atlanta and Potomac. I'm really like more Potomac. Like the southern ones. I don't know why. I mean,
yeah, I do too. I think they've destroyed New York, obviously.
Yeah, I have some friends that watch all of them. I need to, but it's just...
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so it sounds like reality TV over, like, a sitcom.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Also same. Okay, beach or lake?
Beach.
Same. You like the sand?
I actually like the sand.
I just like the sand, but I love the wave situation.
I don't like the sand in my house or in my bed or...
None in my
that.
Bed. Yeah,
no,
no
I can't
no.
have none of that. I have some sensory issues, so I don't really like all that.
Ooh, that's
makes
awesome.
Me cringe.
Okay, reading or like writing?
Reading.
What do you read?
I read a lot of different types of books. Like right now, I'm reading Spare,
oh,
the one about
that?
Harry, Prince Harry.
Oh, is it good?
It is really good. It's really interesting because I just finished The Crown.
Okay.
So I was like, this is like the moment.
Adjacent. Yeah. To do it.
Yeah.
Love it. Okay. I actually think I have that on my Audible. Like it keeps popping up. So
yeah.
Now I'm like, maybe this is a sign. I
yeah.
need to read this.
I read a lot of books from like the Reese Witherspoon book club. I feel like every book on there I've loved.
I'm so lame. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Girl, get on it. What? You're missing some good
okay,
books.
I, so
seriously.
Okay, Reese Witherspoon's reading, like,
yeah,
club, book club.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's shift in to your business.
Okay.
Okay, tell us about Closets by Kelsey.
So I help women get organized. I help style them, and I help teach them how to do shopping for themselves,
yeah.
Or I do shopping for them. So really the thing is that what I love about what I do is I help people create systems and put methods in place that help with their everyday life
okay.
to be more stress-free.
Yeah.
Because every, you know, it's life is stressful, especially if
speak
you,
for yourself. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, it's a lot, you know, like the way, you know, our just fast and go society, our environment is representative of our mind, body, and spirit. So
that was deep right there.
Organizing can get deep.
Okay, so how did you get into this?
So I have just been very organized my whole life, and I've realized that it kind of came from that is like the only way I could control my environment.
Yeah,
is keeping my space like organized and clean. So then when I graduated college, I went to MTSU. I graduated in fashion merchandising.
Okay.
And I became an assistant buyer and store manager for a boutique there, a local boutique.
Oh, that's cool.
And I loved it. I loved working with my clients, styling them. And so we had come up with a concept of doing like a styling, but also an organizing service for that boutique
for your people. Yeah.
And it just kind of like took off from there, and they still use it to this day.
Wow.
So I was just, it was just always kind of been a hobby. So then after that, I started doing it for friends and family just for fun, you know, like,
right.
I don't know. I mean, I would, you know, when people were like, oh, will you come help me? And like, of course, like I organize my sweaters on like a weekend. Like I love doing stuff like this. So
that's
yeah,
cool.
that's kind of how it started.
Yeah, just kind of organically, it sounds like.
It was very organic, and I just never thought it could be a career or it could make money from it until 2020. And at the time, I was a sales rep for a fashion company.
Okay.
So I would sell women's apparel to boutiques all throughout the Southeast.
Oh, wow.
And I loved it. It was so fun. I met so many people. I got to see so much of the Southeast. But it made me... You know, I had to stay home, and I couldn't do anything.
Right.
And so I had friends and family reach out to me, like, I am in such a depression because my house is in disarray. Like, will you come help me?
Yeah.
Or I'm over being in these sweats. Can you just, like, help me pick out, like, an outfit so I can feel good about myself?
Yeah.
And that's when it, like, clicked. I was like, wow, like, I could make this a business. And
that's so cool.
So took it as a sign, and I went with it.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So, okay. What, okay, for someone that is, I guess, how does it work? Because in my mind, I'm like, what I'm afraid is like, okay, how do you stay organized? Like, once you help someone get organized, how do they stay organized?
Well, the thing is, you know, our clutter is representation of our mind. You know, like, I will go into my clients' houses, and they are so beautiful, but you open up a closet or a drawer, and it's like chaos.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's just about I help them figure out what works best for their daily routine. You know, asking yourself a lot of questions. Like, you know, if you have a lot of clutter, there's a reason for that clutter.
Yeah.
You have attachment, you know, something to it.
Right.
Like my grandmother gave this to me or my child drew this for me. But at the end of the day, you have to get rid of things so that you have the things in place and that you see the items that actually give you joy.
Right.
You know? So really, it's just about, does this bring me joy? Does this not? Asking yourself a lot of questions and internal dialogue. So I kind of hold the hand of the client.
Right.
And they end up really doing it. You know, a lot of it with themselves.
Yeah.
It's just like they kind of need like a sounding board to like give them permission to like do it.
To do it. Yeah.
So and it's like once you kind of go through it, once you start kind of decluttering and getting rid of things, that's when you start to actually organize.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So then you can put your, you know, like your sweaters, you can decide if they need to be folded or hung. Or, you know, I need to put all of my hair bands beside my nightstand because I get that first thing in the morning. So thinking about your daily routine and like what makes sense.
Right. So how do you organize mail? Because I cannot, for me, mail is like, oh my gosh, I hate it. Like I have stacks of it and I'm like, I don't know what to do with this. I don't think I can throw it away. And then it just piles up. Or if it's like, it's something I need to address and I'm like, oh, I'll deal with that. And then it's like 3 weeks later.
So where do you put your mail? Like when you come in, like, you go and get the mail, and then where does it go?
It goes on the kitchen counter.
Okay, so you don't have, like, a mail, like, organizer. Like
no, and my husband bought me one, and then it just, like, then it was, like, exploding with mail.
So, yeah, my advice to people when you first get mail, first, just start going through it.
Yeah.
Open it up. Make a pile of, like, your bills. Okay, here are my bills. Okay, so here are thank you cards or birthday cards.
Yeah.
Making different types of categories for those things and kind of scaling them of importance of when they need to be gone through is going to be key.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people need to have, like, a little filing system.
Yeah. Okay.
So that is helpful, just doing it right then and there. It's kind of like laundry. Like, that's how I don't let laundry pile up. Once it's done, it's dried, I get it out and fold it.
So what do you say to someone that's like, oh my gosh, I'll do this later. Like, it feels like it's not the best use of time or like, but then it just piles up. So how do you, what would you say to someone who has that?
Well, I even have that. I'm human. Yeah. But I dedicate, like, certain days to doing things. Mm-hmm. Life gets in the way, but creating, like, a certain day, like, you know, on Mondays are, like, my CEO days. That's what I call my CEO days. Like, that's when I'm not taking clients. I'm not doing consultations. Like, that's when I'm doing, like, business work.
Yeah.
And so, like, for instance, like, Sundays. Sundays are my laundry day. So just creating different days and, like, maybe even times of when you need to do things.
Basically block it. Schedule it in.
Yeah, time blocking. And I'm a huge list person.
Okay.
So making a list and putting those priorities first.
Yeah.
And, like, giving them a date of when they need to be done by. I have to do that, but I have it on my phone.
Yeah.
Like, I need to literally get my laundry done by this day. I have to, if it's not on my list, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm very visual, so.
Yeah, that's cool. So what is your, like, favorite thing to do in terms of, like, working with clients? Like, do you like the shopping side of it? Do you like the organization? Or is it all of it? Like, what's your...
I love all of it. And I feel like it's something I've been realizing, it's more of, like, my brand, I think, is evolving to more, like, of a lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because you change a lot and your habits change a lot when you go through the process. But I think the most rewarding thing is seeing the transformation of, like, the before and after. And the client coming to me and saying, like, oh my gosh, like, I was so overwhelmed by the beginning of this process, but this was, like, the best thing that's ever happened to me. Like, thank you so much.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it's like, you know, I just am doing what I love to do, and I love to help people, and I don't know. So it's just rewarding, and that's why I do what I do, because it gives me purpose.
Yeah. So, okay. How do you help on the, like, personal styling when it comes to clothes? And let me preface this by saying, you know, like, how Britney Spears, like, shaved her head off, like, okay, this is, like, what I feel like I want to do with my closet. Because I, like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I just want to throw everything out because I was a teacher for so long, which is fine. But I, no matter for the life of me, I'll go shopping and I'll be like, this isn't a teacher outfit.
Mm-hmm.
I get home and it is. It's a freaking teacher outfit. And I look like, and I want to be more edgy, whatever. But everything in there is like, I'm like, what is this in here? So what is your suggestion with someone that's, I mean, should I Britney Spears it and just, like, send it all to Goodwill? Or, like, what's the...
Yeah, so what I do is I do what I call, like, a closet edit.
Yeah.
So we go through and find key pieces that you really like. Like, what is a piece of clothing that you really love and that gives you joy? Or a piece of clothing that represents you? What's a piece of clothing that you hate, or what piece of clothing that you have that you really like but don't know how to pair it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of it is there's anxiety around not knowing how to put things together.
Yes.
More than anything. Because you can make, like, you know, a little, like, bishop sleeve peasant looking top be edgy by pairing it with, like, a leather skirt and boots. You know what I mean? It could be as simple as that. So I think
not my skinny jeans.
but yeah, I think it's just another. I mean, again, same thing with organizing. You just have to ask yourself questions, and it's all about inspiration. I do a lot of Pinterest with my clients. I make them Pinterest boards, and I create recommendations for them. And you know, that will be clothing from, you know, all the way from Amazon to department stores or boutiques.
Yeah.
So, and I just, you know, go through a list of questions. It's like, you know, that I need to know. You know, one of my favorite questions to ask is if, you know, there's a celebrity that you aspire to dress like, who would that be? And it's really hard for a lot of people, but once they start thinking about it, it's like, okay, I do want to embody that sense of style.
Yeah, that's
and
cool.
It kind of gives you more inspiration, and it makes finding clothing and putting outfits together more fun.
Yeah. So when you like do personal shopping on the clothing side of it, how does that work? Like, what's the process?
So the process with the personal shopping, I go through, you know, questions, asking questions, getting your measurements, seeing what silhouettes work best for you. Because, like, different silhouettes are going to work for different body types.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Madewell does not personally work for my body style.
Yeah.
But may work for your body style.
Right.
So, I think when it comes to shopping, people get overwhelmed because they go into so many different types of stores and can't find what they're looking for.
Preach.
And it's because they don't have the products that are for your measurements and for your silhouette.
Right.
You know?
It doesn't mean that you're ugly.
No. It's just,
I feel like that,
everyone has your own
right.
personal style and unique style. And, you know, I mean, it's not one size fits all.
Right.
It's just finding the right stores.
Right.
And knowing what looks good on you and what fits look good on you. And it makes the shopping process so much easier and less stressful.
Yeah.
Once you know those things.
Yeah, I don't know those things.
Girl, I will help
you.
Well,
I know. I need your help. But because I feel like also a lot of the style right now is everything is so short.
Yeah.
And which means like everything is so crotchy. Like if you're wearing pants, it's like, I dislike that. But then every shirt I have freaking bought for the past 6 months is short. Because that's all I can, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, I obviously have a problem. This is not about me.
Well, I think it's also kind of like what you see on like TikTok and Instagram and in magazines. Like, I feel like they, a lot of the time, they show like the type of girl that society wants to portray or what they think is cool right now.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes that's not the thing. Like, you know, low-rise jeans are coming back. And I'm like,
what?
No.
Are they really?
Yes. It's tragic.
Mm-hmm. That is trash.
Yeah, it's not a good
I'm not
thing.
Into that at all.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so if someone were like, my house is in disarray, every room is a disaster, what would your, like, how do you figure out or guide them and help them figure out where to even start?
So I start with areas that aren't as sentimental, like starting with something small, like a drawer. Start with your junk drawer. And then just kind of go through, do I need to keep this? Pencil. I've got 75 pencils. Like, probably not.
I bet you've seen that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And it's just like, you know, I have this, you know, red marker. I have 7 red markers. You know what I mean? Just like paring down like what makes
what there
sense.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So starting somewhere small. And then that kind of gives you the encouragement to go forward. And then because you kind of get like that dopamine release, like once you get done, because you can get it done in a short amount of time, like wow, like this visually makes sense, like I feel better.
Right.
You know, I even had a client one time, like her refrigerator was just like covered in stuff. And I was just like, oh my gosh, clutter on this refrigerator. And I told her, I was like, just start with that. Like, just start taking everything off and just see how you feel.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Just
That's
like
good.
Simple things like that. Starting with less sentimental and then working your way up.
I love that. That's smart. That's really good. Okay. So when it comes to like what all you offer, tell us kind of like your services. I know your website has different packages and stuff like that. So if someone wants to work with you, like what would that look like? How would they get started and what are kind of
different
things that you can do?
Yeah, of course. So on my website, I have a inquiry form where you can fill out your information. And then once I get the information, they will get a questionnaire because, you know, I need to know the deets about your space.
I need to know the info.
And then once I get that information, we will do a free consultation and we will talk about the space and I will take measurements and pictures. And after that, I will normally create a recommendation list for you and an outline of how the process will go and what to expect. And we schedule a session and we get it done.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So usually do you see people on a multiple time basis
I mean, I do have some people that's like, they understand the organizing process, but they just don't know how to get started. So it could be just something simple, like just their closet.
Right.
So I've just done one space before, but I've done entire homes. So there's just so many different projects. And, you know, people are in different stages of their life. And that's another thing that's very interesting. I work with clients that, you know, have just moved into a home or just moving out of a home, having a baby or, you know, children leaving the nest. It's very interesting. It's always different times in their life when they need the most help.
Okay, so different stages of their life, basically. Mm-hmm. And that dictates, like, how often you might work with them, essentially. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Okay, anything about, like, what you do that I haven't asked you that you're like, why didn't you ask me this? Or that people should know?
I think people need to know that it's important to invest in living a more organized life.
Mm-hmm.
People are always like, oh, that seems like a more luxurious service. Well, honey, you deserve luxurious. You deserve to have a stress-free lifestyle.
Yes.
You deserve to know where things go and belong and not think about it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's very important for people to know. And that's why I created this career for myself, is to help people realize what they deserve and their worth. And I think, that's valuable information that they need to know. And also, you know, if budget is an issue, I, you know, can work with just about any budget. Like, I create customizable packages. So even if you want to do, like, styling, shopping, and organizing, on a budget. Okay, I can figure it out for you.
Yeah.
You might have to do some homework.
Yeah.
You know, before.
Right.
But, you know, I'm willing to, you know, work with people because I think people deserve that peace of mind.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So basically, like, you're worth it. Like, it's worth it. I love that when you said about, you know, the clutter around is kind of like insight to what's happening inside. And so, that's awesome. I'm like, I'm working on being more organized or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But also just like working on my space being nice.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, all of this, I'm like, yes.
It's life changing and it feels so good. I even have been going through a declutter process. You know, organizers need help organizing sometimes.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And, you know, I'm getting ready to have a baby. So I'm like, okay, when she comes, like, I need this space to work.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm going to have a completely new schedule and lifestyle, and I've got to get rid of the stuff that just does not belong in the space anymore.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, matching, okay, like, for example, towels? For the life of me, I've got 45 different towels, none of which match, and I don't really have 45, but there are no towels in my house are the same. Like, bath towels. I'm like, what happened here? Some of these are, like, shredded towels from, like, when I was in high school that I inherited from my mom.
Oh, my gosh.
But then I'm like, oh, we might need these. Like, what is up with that? Like, what's your suggestion? Just get rid and, like, get some that match?
Yeah,
like,
girl.
I feel guilty about, buying matching towels.
So that's another thing, like, do not feel guilty. You have to get rid of that guilt because, again, you deserve to have a space that's not cluttered.
Yeah.
So you have to get rid of that guilt. And another thing that I do is I work with multiple charities here in Knoxville. I work with some halfway houses to make sure, you know, like those towels could go to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or your plastic hangers will go to them.
Right.
Even like furniture. So I work with Ladies of Charity, great organization. Yeah. I mean, great organization. And, you know, I've given them furniture before and clothing. So there's a lot of organizations set in place for you to not feel guilty because it's going to go there.
It's going to go somewhere.
So it's going to give someone else joy.
Right.
And I think that helps the process for my clients tremendously.
Yeah.
Because I think, and also as women, we feel guilty. We're constantly apologizing for ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, like, I want to eradicate for my clients.
I love that, eradicate it.
Yes, it's got to go. We are unapologetic, honey.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay, so let's take a hard right turn and talk a little bit about Knoxville. What are some of your favorite restaurants in Knoxville?
Oh my gosh, let's see. I guess it just depends on the cuisine, like what I'm feeling. But I love Yassine's, like one of my all-time faves. And it's beside my church. I go to St. John's.
Okay, yeah. So,
it's pretty easy. It's pretty tempting. Very tempting. What else do I like? Oh, I love that new French restaurant that's in
I haven't been yet. Is it good?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, and I'm a kind of a picky eater.
Yeah.
But I got just like the
fish.
And it's Lilu.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it's so delicious. And it's just like my style in there. Like it's very like eclectic chic.
Yes.
It's really cool. And they have just really cool portraits everywhere. The aesthetic.
How far out did you, which this is great. I feel like the Knoxville community is like really like taking them in, because I went on their website to like make a reservation and they're booked out through like March whatever.
It is crazy.
Which is awesome. I'm happy for them, but I'm also like, I can't be eating at 10 o'clock at night. Like,
I know. My friends are coming in from Nashville and they really wanted to eat there. And they had like an opening at 9:30 and they were like, oh, so is that too late? I was like, yeah, girl, for a pregnant person, yes.
Yeah, that's too late.
That's not going to work.
Mom can't do that.
No. So yeah, that's become one of my new fave spots. And also my favorite all time, just childhood to adulthood, it's never going to change, is Pizza Palace on Magnolia.
Really?
Oh, honey, cash only. It is so good.
My husband actually likes Pizza Palace. Like, is obsessed.
Oh, my God. I mean, because, like, it's the cheese pizza and the onion ring combo. Like,
oh.
Yeah, you have to go.
This could be life-changing for me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so, cheese pizza and onion ring combo.
I know. It sounds absurd, but it is chef's kiss. It is so good.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay. What are your three favorite places to shop clothing-wise?
Oh, gosh, that's hard. Well, I shop a lot at Apricot Lane. I love
Apricot Lane.
Yeah, and they've got...
I'm actually going there after this.
Oh, good. I love Liz.
She said, oh, good.
I love it. Because they affordable prices,
yeah.
Really cute pieces. I think it's multi-generational. Also love Obligato and Estate.
Yes.
Yum. I mean, some of their pieces that they have are just...
So good.
So good. Another place is Bliss.
I love Bliss. Yeah.
I like just all the boutiques because they have just so many different types of styles.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
Any, you know.
Well, and all of those are like kind of pretty much every price point, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you could find, yeah. Okay. So if you were going to, like outdoor wise or activity wise, like what are your favorite things to do here?
Oh, I love going to Iams and just going on a walk.
Yeah.
I mean, nature just helps center myself because, girl, I need it a lot of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, people think I've got it all together, but, you know, I'm human.
Right.
I'm human. So, yeah. So I love doing that. And even just, like, walking downtown. Like, I love just being downtown and checking out spots there, getting coffee. Yeah. Love just a little coffee run.
Yeah.
Another place, I'm trying to think. Gosh, I mean, my patio. I love a little patio party. I just got a screened-in porch. Oh, that's another thing that's on my list. Like, I need a screened-in porch.
Yes.
And we got one built, and I'm ready for the summer.
That's awesome.
I know.
And that's going to be so nice, too, with the baby. Like,
yeah.
You'll have, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A shaded outdoor area.
Yeah.
To just
do
your thing. Okay, if someone was moving to Knoxville... And they're trying to think about, like, what area of town.
Mm-hmm.
What's your suggestion?
Gosh, let's see. Okay, well, because I think you also have to think about, you know, what do you like to do? Like, I love doing things like downtown.
Yes.
And going to events. And a lot of events and stuff are downtown.
Yes.
So I like to be kind of closer to the downtown area.
Yeah.
So I love Fourth and Gill area.
Yes.
I love Wilson Hills.
Yes.
Amazing.
Beautiful.
And Sequoia Hills, because I feel like all those are
really close together.
I mean, honestly, anything past Sequoia Hills is too far for me. Gosh.
We're actually we're passing White Hills today. She's like, you took me west.
I was like, girl, we are out here, honey.
What is happening?
But yeah. Oh, and another place that's far, but I would drive an hour to, is Altruda's Italian restaurant.
Okay. Gosh. So I think Italian is hard to find here, and I think Altruda's is probably the one.
Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because my husband is always like, we need Italian. And he's never been to Altruda's. And I keep being like, we need to go to Altruda's. But he won't. He's from South Knoxville. And if I ask him to cross the river, You would think that I'm like making him have an exodus.
So I actually have a Knoxville list. I'm going to send you. It's like my favorite bars, restaurants, places to go. So I'll send it to you.
Okay, cool. I'm going to post it. Okay. Anything else that you want to share? Especially like where people can find you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, anything else that we missed? Do you want people to know?
So I'm actually going to be offering virtual masterclasses in May. So it's kind of like you can dip your toe into it. And I'm going to do my first session on how to kind of upgrade your closet aesthetic.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So stay tuned. And you can find me on closetsbykelsey.com, Closets by Kelsey on IG, Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kelsey. Yeah. This is awesome. We're going to sidebar our conversation about housewives and also about I need help shopping. So
my favorite thing.
Anyways, thank you so much.
Of course. Yes. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Big Orange Business. Go share this with someone who will love it just as much as you did. And as always, show some love to our guests. Until next time, I'm Haley Jones, and I will talk to you on the next Big Orange Business.